Hello, this is Isaac, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hannah, you can go ahead and introduce yourself as well.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I have a show at, 11 a.m. every Friday. 11 to noon. It's a good time. I had Isaac on it this past show. And, I'll probably have him on there again.
Typically how it goes. Yep. Yeah. I'm here with my show, Hour to Kill. We're subbing in for Lucy's Naive Melodies.
Indeed we are.
She is unavailable to come into the studio for this week and next couple weeks. And I'm stepping up, so. Anyway, today I got, start off kind of the general theme is acoustic guitar music, but we don't really stick to it very tightly. First off, just some old country music, because I'm at the very edges of barely getting into it. Just so, nothing that's going to be too underground or unheard of here, but nice songs. This is I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Hank Williams.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long. When time goes crawling by, the moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
That was By the Time I Get to Phoenix by Glen Campbell. I've played I don't know if it was the full, I think it was the radio edit version of Isaac Hayes' version of that song. And I think that Glen Campbell recording is a cover of the song. I think it was written by someone else. But that, I've talked about it before, but that phrase, that song being repurposed so many ways is interesting to me. Up next, we've got Johnny Cash, the legend himself, live from Folsom Prison, Cocaine Blues.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun, took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Said, yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shut her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dieter carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a half past nine, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Up then he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. All I got, take care of me. Whiskey River, take my mind. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I've got, take care of me. I'm drowning in a whiskey river, bathing my memory mind in the wetness of its soul. Feeling the amber current flowing from my mind and leaving heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run. Of its soul, feeling the amber current flowing from my mind and leaving the heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got, take care of me.
That was Whiskey River by Willie Nelson. One of those artists who, outside of even just like critical response, I feel like everyone, like, you don't see people say bad things about him. He's not like, when people talk down on country and say they don't listen to country music at all, they carve out an exception.
Yeah, say, they're never referring to Willie Nelson.
They're like,
they're,
he's fine.
Referring
even
to
if,
like, mm-hmm. Luke Bryan.
Even if they don't listen to Willie Nelson, they just, people are hesitant to talk bad about him, and yeah. Some of it, so he's just stuck around so long. Wonderful for him, but also he's just seems like a genuinely nice guy, and that goes a long way.
Yeah,
for your reputation.
Yeah, there's, I mean, a lot of, you know, really famous people, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and you know, there's at least the main thing he's really associated with, where he feels like he's ended up kind of on the right side of history. So,
yeah.
Next song coming up, kind of moving away from the pure country artists and more into artists either influenced by that or folk or 90s singer-songwriter, whatever. Like I said, some of it, I don't even know if it's really acoustic guitar, but this is Tennessee by Silver Jews. Enough of the intro. Tennessee by Silver Jews.
I saw the river playing in the valley, rushing round a bend and skipping stones. I saw the meadow wobble in the moonlight. I've come to get my girl and take her home. Her doorbell plays a bar of Stephen Foster. Her sister never left, and look what it cost her. We're gonna live in Nashville, and I'll make a career out of writing sad songs and getting paid by the tear. Marry me and leave Kentucky, come to Tennessee. But you're the only ten I see. You're the only ten I see.
I've looked through offices and honky-tonks for man, man enough to be. Mr. Mrs. Tennessee. Mr. Mrs. Tennessee.
Punk rock died when the first kid said, punk's not dead, punk's not dead. You know Louisville is death. We've got to up and move, because the dead do not improve. Goodbye, users and suckers, and steady bad luckers. We're off to the land of club soda unbridled. We're off to the land of hot middle-aged women. Off to the land whose blood runneth orange. Marry me and leave Kentucky and come to Tennessee. You're the only ten I see. You're the only ten I see.
I've looked through offices and honky-tonks for man, man enough to be. Mr. Mrs. Tennessee. Mr. Mrs. Tennessee.
Every Dave Berman song, there's at least a couple lines that I'll hear and I'll either like smile because it's like clever or interesting, or it's just like very striking and memorable in that way, I feel like.
Yeah, that brings to mind like a specific one from Black and Brown Blues. He's like, when I go out on the town, I always wear a corduroy suit because, oh, like something about like the rain runs right through.
Mm.
I don't know. It's just the way he sings it is so like, it just catches me.
Nice.
It's made me cry before.
Yeah, you said when I started playing it, just hearing Silver Juice and feeling an indescribable
just feels,
sadness.
Sad, yeah.
And he has a line in this song of, I'm getting paid by the tear for sad songs or something.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, it's fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Another sad one coming up next by the Microphones. It's I Lost My Wind, which I think is like a leftover track from the Glow sessions, I think. I'm not really sure, but it's a nice song, so I'm gonna play it.
Thank you.
What TikTok dance do you think best would pair with that song?
Don't say that. You were like, let's talk about Elliot Smith, and then you opened with that.
You just heard Ballad of Big Nothing by Elliot Smith, and that dress, The Dress Looks Nice on You by Sufjan Stevens. Yeah, you can talk about Elliot Smith. That was your pick.
I can talk about Elliot Smith.
Well, I had the playlist set, and you were like, ooh, acoustic, you should play
Elliot Smith. Yeah. Well, my first instinct was to do King's Crossing, which is not even, like, acoustic. And also, like, I mean, it could have gone along well because of the rest of the sad music. I mean, I guess Ballad of Big Nothing is also very sad. But King's Crossing is, like, wow. Like, it came out posthumously, and it's like, oh, yeah, like, this was written at the end of his life.
Oh, man.
It's, like, that sad.
I don't think I'm familiar with it off the top of my head. I don't listen to him nearly as much as you do, I think.
I love Elliot Smith. A lot. Like, last summer, he was, like, my main artist. I think he was, like, my top artist on my Spotify Wrapped for last year. But, like, yeah, last summer. It wasn't until, like, last spring and summer that I really got into him, too. Like, I've always kind of known he was, like, a good artist and, like, respected him, but I just hadn't, like, listened, really.
Very nice. Very consistent songwriter. Yeah. Just the outputs all there. It's not, you know, the variations in the sound, but mostly he's just... All his albums are very high quality. I like, I've not listened to him, like, a ton, but mainly just on the flight back here a couple weeks ago, I listened to Illinois by Sufjan for the first time in a while, and that made me kind of go, like, oh, yeah, no, this is really good.
Yeah, you like that album. Forgot. I haven't heard the whole one, but, the whole album, but, yeah, Kazimierz Pulaski Days. Like,
very sad. And that song I played today was off Seven Swans, which I think is either his first or second album, so it's earlier, and he's a little more... Like, Illinois, by that point, he's got, like, orchestral parts and background chorus and, like, string sections. And
oh, I love that, yeah. The full production.
And that is just acoustic guitar. And they're both nice and different.
That's kind of like Elliot Smith. Like, you started just the guitar and the singing and, like, drums and then turned into, like, a full-blown production.
Yeah, yeah. More and more polish. That's pretty common progression. This next song, an artist... plays with that kind of progression and types of styles of songs a lot. It's the Magnetic Fields. And this is obviously off 69 Love Songs. That's just the work of theirs that I'm most familiar with.
Me too.
This is The One You Really Love.
I do believe our love's in danger. I might as well be loving her. You look at me like I'm a stranger. You look at me like I'm not there. I gaze into your eyes of blue, but their beauty is not for me. You're thinking on someone who's gone. You're dreaming of the one you really love. You're dreaming of the one you really love. So it seemed, though he is dead, he haunts your dreams. I might as well be 2 feet tall. You never will love me at all. I gaze into your eyes of blue, but their beauty is not for me. You're thinking of someone who's gone. You're dreaming of the one you really love. You're dreaming of the one you really love. Gaze into your eyes of blue, but their beauty is not for me. You're thinking of someone who's gone. You're dreaming of the one you really love. You're dreaming of the corpse you really love.
Could plow a field with one hand and chop a log just as well as a man. When it came to increasing disease resistance, that woman could lactate like nobody's business. Mama's nursing helped raise a healthy family. There's nothing she wouldn't do. She helped us kids get through with less risk for ear infections and respiratory illnesses. When I think of Mama, brings a tear to my eye. She gave from her heart or somewhere's nearby. Call 800-994-WOMAN or visit 4woman.gov to learn more. Or talk to your healthcare provider. See, babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to y'all by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. Y'all breastfeed now, you hear?
Y'all breastfeed now, you hear? That's awesome.
Yeah, that's our PSA for the hour.
He was right.
That is
right,
not a song everything that I queued up off of. I did not know what was, what the description of that was. Breastfeeding parentheses country. No, breastfeeding air quotes country, and then parentheses song PSA. So I'm like, okay, country. I did not expect it to be a man singing about it when I clicked on it. I think that
it was pretty silly.
Yeah. This next song, I feel like it's fair to call Mazzy Star country adjacent.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, this is what maybe my favorite song of theirs, other than the obvious one.
I love Mazzy Star.
They're very nice. I've seen some people call them, like, one song, like, all their songs sound the same, and I disagree.
That's not true at all. Well, okay.
I mean, kind of, but like not. I like.
I would say there are a lot of songs that are not like super, like they don't stick out as much. But I wouldn't say that they all sound the same. I feel like that would be dismissive.
Also, it's just, I don't know. I think it's sometimes it's to an artist's credit that they can kind of maintain a very consistent
sound.
When you're listening to an album, it's, I don't know. I feel like also some things translate differently on streaming a little bit. This is kind of popping into my head now, but when you just if you just have an album spinning and you're just doing something else and you're not worrying about, I don't know, creating a playlist or something, then everything being very cohesive and blending together is a stronger positive than
right.
it might be in like a streaming singles playlist
view.
I don't know. Anyway, this is Hala, I think it's...
Hala.
Hala by Mazzy Star.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door, and I still belong to no one else. Maybe I hold you to blame for all the reasons that you left. And close my eyes till I see your surprise and your leaving before my time. Baby, won't you change your mind? Surely I told you I
That was Tell Me by Galaxy 500 and No Longer Making Time by Slow Dive. Not got a lot of time left on the show, so I'm going to make this intro to the next song quick. It's another modern 2010s artist who I've been kind of getting back into but have liked for a while. It's Wolf Alice, Lipstick on the Glass, off one of the better releases of 2021, I think. But yeah, it's Lipstick on the Glass. That was UFOF by Big Thief, and then before that was, oh, I already introed it, it was Wolf Alice, Lipstick on the Glass. Our time is coming to a close, but you should stick around and listen to great songs about nothing good, coming up next at 5. I'm Isaac.
I'm Hannah.
And this is 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Got one more song, After Hours by the Velvet Underground. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed.
1, 2, 3. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the wine glass out and drink a toast to never. Oh, someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say, hello, you're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. Dog potty bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and the people on subways and trains, looking gray in the rain as they stand disarrayed. Oh, but people look well in the dark. And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. 'Cause if you close the door, I'd never have to see the